A Giants podcast for Giants fans.
By Giants fans.
It's Sean Morash. And Bryce Gelman.
The big news today, this is Wednesday, April 17th. So actually, we're 8 days away from the NFL draft on the time of taping this. I woke up this morning, did the old crack of the knuckles. All right. Internally, the Rangers are going to play the Caps. Tonight, we find out Sixers or Heat or the Knicks are going to play. You probably, if you're listening to this on Thursday, Friday, you've already heard that. And I said to myself, Yankees struggling, Giants. Wait, what am I seeing Jordan Renan tweet about Bill Belichick here? Wait, what happened with Bill Belichick here? So there's basically a hit piece on Bill Belichick on how he didn't get the Atlanta Falcon job. He felt essentially blindsided by the hire of Raheem Morris. And apparently, reportedly, Robert Kraft may or may not, or let's just say, may have placed calls to the Falcons warning them not to hire Bill Belichick. Difficult to work with. So you might say, Sean, what does it have to do with the Giants? Well, as part of this, Bill Belichick reportedly has three teams on his wish list to continue his coaching career with, all in the NFC East. The Giants, right at the top of the list, because we know his fondness for the Giants when he was a coordinator. The Cowboys and Eagles all being on that list. Now, the Cowboy-Eagle angle, this is where I find it so crazy. I don't want Bill Belichick coaching the Cowboys or the Eagles, because inevitably, I feel like those teams will be better with Bill Belichick coaching the team. But I'm also a hypocrite here, Bryce.
Because you don't want it for the Giants.
I love Brian Daboll. And I want Brian Daboll and Joe Shane to work out. If they prove to not be good GMs or a good head coach, well, so be it. I can't control that. But I've seen enough bad coaching on the Giants and enough good coaching the Coughlin days, the Fossil era when you were a young lad, Bryce, to know what good coaching is. And I think Brian Daboll's a really good coach. And I don't want to have this ghost of Bill Belichick, this shadow of Bill Belichick weighing on the Giants. And oh, by the way, I don't want both Brian Daboll, and I'm throwing Joe Shane in there because we all know Bill Belichick and total control and all that nonsense. I don't want them reading these reports a week before the NFL draft. And I would hope that they're professionals, that this doesn't alter their thinking or not. But I know they're human beings, and you know the name Bill Belichick and the way it is weighted. And you know just that being floated in the atmosphere that John Mara can even think about it. I just don't want any Giant draft plans coming down to, if they're on a 50-50 split, what they think saves their job for another year if they're anticipating a bad year, that being Daboll or Shane, Bryce.
Sean, this is like the Knicks clearing out their entire front office for Phil Jackson back in the early 2010s.
Yeah.
This is the same situation, bringing in a guy.
Great
I understand.
Comp. Different, Great comp.
Different situation because Phil Jackson wasn't going to coach the team. He wanted to just sit back and do nothing. But Bill Belichick is going to run the organization. He wouldn't come in just to be the head coach, just to be under a GM. He'd be running the organization. And you're bringing in a guy who's got an antiquated look at a lot of things that go on in the world of football and drafting. You look at Bill Belichick's last five drafts. I mean, do any of those picks really strand out? Gonzalez from last year, but that was, you know, he kind of fell to them. But there are plenty of circumstances that I think could play out over the rest of this year going into next year. And I think that this would be the worst. The fact that, first off, this already came out as a report. And to your credit, this could impact the Giants' plans. They could see this. And hopefully, my hope behind all of this is that John Mara and Tish went to Brian Daboll and Joe Shane and said, don't worry. It's nonsense. It's not a real report. We have your backs. Go out, kill this draft. You guys will be set for the next 5-10 years as Giants brass. So that's the hope. And if not, then they're going to be looking behind. You know, it's just going to constantly be at the back of their minds of, am I going to be replaced by a six-time Super Bowl champion in Bill Belichick, probably the most successful head coach in football history. I mean, they're human. I understand. Like, you got to be concerned about that at the end of the day.
Of course. And I don't know, this could sound like the most asinine conversation to people listening going, of course, this shouldn't affect anything, this, that, and the other. But the truth is, if Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are sitting here 8 days before the draft and they're torn on one of two things, hey, we're not going to get the quarterback we really coveted. We're going to get quarterback two we coveted, but we have to do that by trading up and trading assets. Or man, do we really want quarterback two, or do we just stick with a Jones, Lock, DeVito situation, look towards quarterbacks next year and take a game-changing wide receiver of like the team has not seen since Odell Beckham. Let's just say there's a 50-50 split in that room. The idea of gambling on it all and trading up to number four overall for, you know, either J.J. McCarthy, or if May slips or Daniel slips, although betting odds tell you he's going to the Commanders now. If any of that happens and they go, you know what, we have to make the move because we could sell the John Mara. We've only had 1 year with our rookie quarterback, and it's bad business to, you know, after taking a quarterback to do that. I don't want that being a situation. And any other coach available other than Bill Belichick, I don't even think this is in play. But Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are football lifers. They know the deal with Bill Belichick. They know the Bill Belichick giant kind of tie-in for years past. And John Mara, at some point, everybody has like a little bit of a more, what would you say, a mortality clock. Like Jerry Jones looks at John Mara's a healthy man. But if he looks at it and goes, man, if I can get a couple of years where Bill Belichick really fills the seats, we're playing competitive football, how do you not as a human get enticed? So I just, again, I don't like this story dropping before the draft. Hopefully it's nothing. And I trust that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane should stick to their guns and do what they're going to do and not even listen to this cloud. But it's human nature. So I understand.
The last thing I'll say on this, I think it's the least likely of the three options. I think out of the three, can't believe I'm saying this, but I think Daboll and Shane have the longest leash out of Sirianni and Mike McCarthy. You know, I just don't see a chance that the Giants, I mean, besides what you mentioned, the fact that there's already a connection between Belichick and the Giants, the fact that Mara probably has a soft spot for Bill Belichick. But when you look at the situations of those two other teams that he's supposedly interested in, I think that those are far more likely than him coming to the Giants. But as you said, I mean, if he goes to one of those teams, they're going to be one of the greatest teams of all time. They'll probably win a Super Bowl. The Giants will be at the mercy of Bill Belichick for the next 3-4 years. We know what's going to happen, but I can't see it happening with the Giants.
You've already begun crafting my Belichick and the Cowboys take. If he can't win with them, nobody ever will, and they're forever cursed forever.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.